It was in the back of my mind.
Hey, you don't throw out number one starter too much, but I mean, has he really evolved into the guy, a true number one starter?
He's morphing into that. Again, I think that that person receives that acclaim after a period of time. And I think, you know, what he did last year definitely puts him on the right path to be that guy. What he's doing right now could pretty much put him in that category. It's to me, to be categorized in that way, you have to do it over a period of time. I'm not talking about weeks or months. I mean, that's it's got to occur over years. I think that, you know, the old Devil Ray way was that if somebody did something well for a couple weeks or a couple months, they would be canonized, and all of a sudden they become this wonderful thing. Whereas I think, you know, Shields, he's definitely on the road to becoming that guy, but I don't want to put the crown on him yet, but I think he's doing
great.
But
there does seem to be a different vibe when he's pitching, even the fans.
No doubt. I mean, listen, I'm a big fan, along with the fans. I mean, he's pitching great, and I agree with you and everybody, but he needs, and I would like to think that he would agree with that over a period of time. You talk about the Hallidays and all these guys that have really, Sabathia, it's been years that they've been dominant. So he's on his way to becoming that guy. And I believe that he's got the right mindset, he's got the right confidence, he's got the ability, he's got the work ethic, he's got all these things to be that guy, and that's still something within his reach.
Just sells more books if he's a number one.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, I forgot all about that. Sorry to, like, he didn't play into that.
You know, despite the talk about the starters not going deep into games, right now the team's only two-thirds of an inning off last year's pace.
Really? I didn't realize that.
If Shields would have gone complete, it would have been even.
No kidding.
Where are you with how the starters are doing so far?
Well, again, I the biggest problem I have that we have is that just the strike throwing, the walks. We got to get rid of the walks. If we get rid of the walks, then we probably would be exceeding last year at this time. The walks bleed into the number of pitches thrown, and that bleeds into all other the base runners, et cetera, giving the other side opportunity. As long as we throw strikes with the consistency that we're capable of, we will pitch more innings this year than we pitched last year as starters, which was the best last year.
Trying to go for 1,000 innings again out of the starters?
Absolutely, yeah. That's totally that's always the goal. And these guys definitely have that within their abilities. Again, it's a combination of health and us just attacking hitters, which I think we, you know, health is always nebulous. You never know. But the attacking of the hitter is something we can't control.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
You got it.